We are one in the bond of love. We are one in the bond of love. We are one in the bond of love. We have joined a spirit with the Spirit of God. We are one in the bond of love. Let us sing now, everyone. Let us feel His love begun. Let us join our hands that the world will know we are one in the bond of love. Let us sing now, let us feel His love begun. Let us join our hands that the world will know we are one in the bond of love. Let us sing now, everyone. Let us feel His love begun. Let us join our hands that the world will know we are one in the bond of love. Let us sing now, everyone. Let us feel His love begun. Let us join our hands that the world will know we are one in the bond of love.
是的，主的爱使我们合一。 Yeah, indeed, we are bound in His love. 让我们下面一起来赞美颂赞全能真神第31页。 Blessed be the Lord.
Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Established in our praises, as your people declare your mighty works, and blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in on the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises, as your people declare your mighty works, and blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Lord, indeed, we would like to bless you this morning. Father, you're the Father of love, and we're here indeed a bond with your love. Father, we are the church, that we're not confined to a building. Lord, we could praise you wherever we are, because it's our hearts, our minds, and our soul that are praising you. Lord, bless this gathering, that we're here because you have called us to be here. And Lord, it is your Spirit that will lead us in singing and praising you. Father, we just ask that you would lift all of us up, that we would bless you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 让我们一起站起来，来赞美敬拜我们的主。
Let us sing the exalted, O God.
24, 25页。
I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to thee among the nations. For thy steadfast love is great. Heavens and thy faithfulness to the cloud. Be exalted, O God, be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory. Steadfast love is great. Oh, thy steadfast love is great. Is great to the heavens. And thy faithfulness to the clouds. And be exalted. Above the heavens, let thy glory be over all the earth. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Up to heavens. Heavens, let thy glory be over all the earth. Be exalted, O God. Be exalted, O God. Above the heavens.
Yeah. thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth.
Jesus, I love you.
Jesus, I love
you. I praise you. I adore you. We're now asked Pastor Huang to come up and pray for us. In this retreat, we have a lot of grace from God. We have four different meetings. We have the Chinese adults. The English adults. The English youth. And also the children's. Today we are all together to worship God. We'll ask Pastor Huang now to pray for us. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, when we come before you, we want to give thanks to you. Thank you for watching over us every day. Thank you for using Wu Yong to speak to us. Lord, we thank you for giving us safety every day. Lord, thank you for the truth that you have given us from heaven. Dear Lord in heaven, we come before you and ask. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will be with us always. Lord, may your message continue to guide us every day. Lord, we pray that you will watch over our thoughts. And not just over these few days, but always, Lord, that you will make sure that we walk with you every day. Lord, that we pray that we not just know the truth, that we will also live the truth. Lord, in our daily living, that we will just live the gospel in our life. Change our life. Change us so that we become a vessel to be used by you.
祝福我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹。
Lord, we pray for every one of us here.
引导我们走前面的义路。
Guide us in the path that we will take.
在每一天的生活当中，荣耀见证主你自己的名。
Lord, in every day that we may give you the glory.
这样祷告、感谢、祈求，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
各位请坐。
Please be seated.
现在我们要请儿童给我们有一些节目。
Now we will ask the children to come.
Children, please. 他们要给我们唱这几天所学到的歌，他们要背几节他们所学习的圣经。
They will sing a few songs that they have learned these few days and also recite some Bible verses.
Okay, more. Thank you, boys and girls, especially all the teachers. Thank you very much. Thank you. We thank God this meeting has many co-workers serving.
We thank God that this retreat has a lot of co-workers together serving.
有些人站在前面，大家看得见，还有很多在背后看不见。
A lot of that you see in front, and there are also a lot behind the scenes. We thank God for them.
在这次夏令会，我们特别谢谢四位大会的讲员。
We want to especially thank the speakers for this retreat.
你们给我们的帮助是我们没有办法说的，我们非常的感谢你们。
The help that you have given us is indescribable.
我们谢谢从台北来的吴勇长老吴师母。
We want to thank Elder Wu Yong from Taiwan.
在我们英文成人的聚会里面有一位 Mr. Peter Bocchino. We want to thank you.
We want to thank the English speaker, Peter Bocchino.
We want to thank Professor Craig Hawken. Where are you? Yeah, thank you very much. 我们把以下的时间交给吴长老给我们传信息。
We'll give the rest of the time to Elder Wu Yong for his message.
谢谢Steve替我们翻译英文。
Let's open up to Matthew chapter 2.
Verses 2 to 4.
四到，第四节到十一节。
verses 4 through 11。他们看见那星，就大大的欢喜，进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩，揭开宝盒，拿黄金乳香末药，为礼物献给他。When
they saw the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense of myrrh.
再看马可福音书第六章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 6.
第40节。
Verses 40.
40节也是我来读。马可第六章第40节。
Mark 6 verse 40.
众人就一排一排地坐下。 有一百一排，有五十一排。耶稣拿着五个饼、两条鱼，望着天祝福，擘开饼，递给门徒，摆在众人面前，也把那两条鱼分给众人，他们都吃，并且吃饱了。门徒就把碎饼碎鱼收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。
So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties, taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish. And looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketful of broken pieces of bread and fish.
看看第八章第六节。
Please turn to chapter 8, verses 6.
他吩咐众人坐在地上，就拿着七个饼，祝谢了。 拨开递给门徒，叫他们摆开，门徒就摆在他们众人面前。又有几条鱼，小鱼，耶稣祝了福，就分布也摆在众人面前。He
told the crowd to sit down on the ground. When he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people, and they did so.
还有两处，一处在使徒第十二第三第十三章。
And there's another place in Acts chapter 13.
第二十二节。
Verses 22.
使徒十三章二十二节。
Acts 13:22.
既废了扫罗，就立选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证，说：“我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。”
After removing Saul, he made David their king. He testified concerning him, "I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He would do everything I want him to do."
最后，启示录第三章第七节。
Lastly, please turn to Revelations.Chapter 13, verse 7. Chapter 3, verse 7.
启示录三章第七节。
Revelation 3, chapter, verse 7.
你要写信给腓立铁腓教会的使者说，那圣洁真实，那座大卫的锁匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说。
To the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write.These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open.
我把我今天要讲的圣经通通都念。
And we just read all the verses that I'm going to use today.
第一处呢是博士去见耶稣献三件东西。
The first is the three wise men, the Magi.Going to see Jesus and presenting with three gifts.
乳香、黄金跟墨药。
Incense, pure gold and myrrh.
传福音需要这三件东西。
When we go preach the gospel, we need these three things.
第二处跟第三处的圣经是马可六章跟八章。
And then we read from Mark, chapter 6 and 8.
这两处圣经记载有一点相同。
These two places are very similar.
一处记载五个饼两条鱼。
One place it talks about five loaves of bread and two fish.
一处记载七个饼跟几条鱼。
And the second place talked about the seven loaves of bread and some fish.
一处记载给五千人吃。
And the first place it talks about feeding 5,000 people.
一处记载给四千人吃。
And the second place it talks about feeding 4,000 people.
可是这两处有两个字非常重要的。
And in both of these passages, there are two a word that's very important.
这两个字是我今天特别要着重的。
And those two words are what I'm going to emphasize today.
他们交给耶稣的时候，耶稣就祝福。
When they gave Jesus these loaves and fish, Jesus blessed them.
所以被主祝福是一件很要紧的事情。
So blessing from God is extremely important.
那么还有两处我今天讲到的经文。
And then there's other two passages that I'm using.
一处是在使徒第十三章二十二节。
The first one is the other one is in Acts chapter 13.
大卫是神所合神心意的仆人。
David is someone who's after God's own heart.
他凡事都遵行神的旨意。
He does everything God commands him.
那么最后一处圣经是启示录第三章第七节。
And lastly, we read from Revelation chapter 3.
讲到腓立铁腓的教会
，which talks about Philadelphia, the church in Philadelphia.
那么今天这个礼拜呢，我要做一个结束。
And in this service, I want to make a conclusion.
我的题目讲人跟路。
And I want to talk about man and the way.
人要怎么样的人
？How do you be a man?
要像大卫这样的人。
You want to be a man like David.
那么路要走怎么样的路呢？
What kind of path, what way should we walk?
要走腓立铁腓这样的路。
We want to walk the same way as the Church of Philadelphia.
所以我今天讲道很简单。
So my message today is very simple.
一个是讲人，一个是讲路。
One is about man, the other one is about the way.
我们知道人非常要紧。
We know man is very important.
因为有人才有事，没有人就没有事。
Because with man, we have incidents and happenings. Without man, nothing happens.
有亚伯拉罕这个人。
And there was Abraham.
神才有选民的事。
Through Abraham, God has his chosen people.
有保罗这个人。
And through Paul, the person.
那么神才有外邦宣道的事。
Then God had missions to the Gentiles.
所以在属灵事业的里面呢。
And so in spiritual matters.
神是特别要讲人。
God emphasized man.
那么今天我们讲到这个大卫。
And today we talk about David.
大卫是个合神心意的。
David is a man after God's own heart.
合神心意的条件很多很多。
There's a lot of different criteria for meeting God's heart.
好像大卫常常把神摆在面前。
And God, David always put God before him.
这个意思他常常跟神亲近。
What this means is that he's always very close to God.
这件事情是很合神心意。
And this pleases God.
那么大卫他被人家冤枉的时候。
And when he was accused by others.
他说这件事是出于你，我就默然不语。
And David said, God, if this thing comes from you, then I will keep silent.
那么这一件事情也是合神心意。
And this pleases God.
但是一个最要紧合神心意是什么呢？
And what is the most important thing to please God?
他凡事遵行神的旨意。
That he obeys God in everything.
就是说大事小事都遵行神的旨意。
No matter if it's a small thing or a big thing, he obeys God.
无论大事无论小事他都听神的话。
In all things, he listens to God.
那么为什么这件事情非常要紧呢？
Why is this verse very important?
所以我就用着马可六章跟八章的解析。
And so I explain this, why this is important through Mark chapter 6 and 8.
一个是五饼二鱼，一个是七饼几条鱼。
The first is five loaves of bread and two fishes. The second has to do with seven loaves.
一个是五千人吃饱，一个是四千人吃饱。
One is feeding 5,000 people, the second is feeding 4,000 people.
那么五饼二鱼跟七饼几条鱼代表什么呢？
And what does the five loaves of bread and two fish and seven loaves of bread represent?
代表我们这个人所有的。
It represents what we have.
那么五千人跟四千人代表什么呢？
And what does 4,000 or 5,000 people represent?
就是代表我们所做的。
It represents what we do.
你看，我们所有的本事很小，好像五饼二鱼一样。
You see, our abilities are very limited, just like five loaves of bread and two fish.
或者好像七个饼几条鱼一样。
Or like seven loaves of bread and a few fish.
但是我们所做的好像五千人，好像四千人。
But what we can accomplish is like 4,000 or 5,000 people.
我们所做的工作很大，而且很难。
What we have to accomplish may be big and very difficult.
就说我们这么小的本事。
That is with our very limited ability.
我们怎么能够做这么大的工作呢？
How can we make such a big accomplishment?
我们怎么能够做这么难的工作呢？
How can we do such a difficult task?
事实在历史的上面。
And through history.
有很多五饼二鱼的人。
There's a lot of people with the capability of just five.
好像 Moody 就是五饼二鱼的人。
For example, Moody is just like the.
因为他是皮鞋店里面一个职员。
He was a worker in a shoe shop.
可是他领了百万人信耶稣。
But he led millions of people to the Lord.
你看这个五饼二鱼的人呢
？Look at this person.
可是他做了这么大的事情。
He only had a limited ability, but he accomplished.
还有德国 George Mueller。
And there's a German person, Josh Miller.
他也是一个五饼二鱼的人。
He's like five loaves of bread and two fish.
可是他办了一个很大的孤儿院。
But he built a huge orphanage.
他养了好几千个孤儿。
He adopted so thousands of orphans.
他也是做了很大很难的工作。
He also accomplished an extremely difficult task.
还有 John Newton。
And look at Newton.
他也是一个五饼二鱼的人。
He's a person with five loaves of bread and two fish.
因为他是一个水手。
He is a sailor.
而且他是一个奴隶。
And he's like a slave.
可是以后他做传道人。
But then he became a preacher.
到死的时候他怎么样呢？
And when he died, what happened?
英国向他下半旗。
The kingdom decided to lower the flag to half staff for his
honor of his death. 他棺木走过的时候呢
？When his coffin passed the roads,
英国人都向他脱帽。
All the English people were along the side of the road and
他虽然他是一个五饼二鱼的人
，although he's a person with only limited ability，
可是他做了又大又难的事。
But he accomplished great things and difficult things.
那么。又五饼二鱼的人怎么能够这么大的事情呢
？A person with just five loaves of bread and two fish, how could they accomplish so much？
中间有一个很要紧的秘诀。
There's a secret.
就是要给耶稣祝福。
That is to receive blessing from Jesus.
因为把五饼二鱼交在耶稣的手里。
You have to put the fish and the bread in Jesus' hand.
耶稣就祝福了。
And Jesus blesses it.
还有把七个饼几条鱼交在耶稣手里。
And you put the seven loaves of bread and a few fish in Jesus' hand.
耶稣也就祝福了。
And Jesus blesses it.
所以今天我们要做主的工作呢。
And so today when we want to do the work of God.
最主要不是我的本事多大，我的本事知识多高。
The important thing is not what our abilities are, how good we are.
最主要我这个人有没有耶稣的祝福。
The important thing is whether we have God's blessing.
如果我有耶稣的祝福呢？
If we have Christ's blessing,
我五千个人我可以应付。
Then I can handle 5,000 people.
如果我这个人没有耶稣的祝福呢？
If I don't have God's blessing,
不要说五千人我不能应付。
Let's not talk about 5,000 people.
连五个人我都不能够应付。
I can't even handle 5 persons.
但是什么叫做被耶稣祝福呢？
But what does it mean to be blessed by Jesus?
因为一个人如果有耶稣祝福呢，
When a person has God's blessing,
他要的东西都有的。
He would have everything he needs.
他做的事情都会通的。
Everything he does would be successful.
因为他是一个耶稣祝福的人。
Because he's once blessed by Jesus.
我这里讲一个很简单的见证。
Let me give you a simple witness.
有一次我被请去阿根廷讲道。
Once I was invited to Argentina.
所以呢，我就拿一个护照到阿根廷的领事馆去了。
So I took my visa to the Argentina embassy.
我就向阿根廷的领事要申请一个 visa.
So I'm requesting a visa.
那么他看看我的护照以后呢？
And he looked at my passport.
他就把护照丢还给我了。
So he threw the passport right back at me.
他说中国人不能去。
He said Chinese cannot go there.
我说你不对呀，你的领事馆设在中国的地方。
I said, then how come you have an embassy in China and you don't allow Chinese to go to Argentina?
为什么叫做中国人不能去呢？
Why do you say that?
他说我没有时间跟你讨论。
He said, I don't have time to discuss this with you.
我说不要紧，我今天时间很多。
I said, it doesn't matter, I have plenty of time today.
等你事情办完了，我们再来讨论。
When you're done with all your work, we could sit down and talk.
那么他听见他就很生气。
So he heard this, he was very angry.
因为他站起来就走了。
He stood up and left.
那么为什么他站起来就走呢？
Why did he just stand up and left?
因为这个南美人呢。
Because the Southern American.
他做官是做官。
He was an official.
可是他是一个酒鬼的官。
But he's a drunkard.
因为他喝酒的时间到了
It is time for him to drink.
所以他不能够不赶紧去喝酒
So he has to meet his schedule.
如果他不喝酒他身体会发抖
So if he doesn't drink, he'll start shaking.
所以呢，他站起来就到楼上去
So he went up the stair, he was an alcoholic.
那么我就坐在他的办事处在那里等他
So I was sitting in his office waiting for him.
过了大概半个钟头他下来了
And about half an hour later he came down.
他不是规规矩矩地走下来的
and he didn't walk down very properly.
他是摇摇晃晃地摇下来的
and he was sort of shaking and moving back and forth.
那么我知道他大概是喝醉了
and I knew that he was drunk.
那么他下来以后看见我
and he saw me.
他说你来做什么
so he said, why are you here?
我说先生啊你怎么这么容易忘记啊
I said, how are you so forgetful?
我刚才来给你申请签证要到阿根廷去
I just came and asked you for a request and visa to go to Argentina.
他说你要去阿根廷。
So he said, you're going to Argentina?
你跑过来看一看。
You just come over here and take a look.
他就把我带到一个地球仪的地方。
He took me to a place where there's a globe.
他说阿根廷在这里。
He says, here's Argentina.
这个台湾在这里。
Here's Taiwan.
从这里跑到这里呢。
To go from here to there,
要绕地球大半圈
you're going to go around the world half the world.
这个实在太难得了
This is a very difficult thing.
赶紧把护照拿出来
Oh, so he said, this is a very rare thing. So he took out his visa.
以后我就把护照拿给他了
So I gave him my passport.
那么他翻了以后呢
So he opened up my passport.
他说你是一个传道人
He says, oh, you're a missionary.
你传道人我向你要签证费不好意思的
Oh, you're a missionary. If I ask you for a visa fee, I shouldn't do that.
不过我有办法叫你不要拿你的钱。
So, but I have a way to avoid paying the visa
application fee. 他就把抽屉打开了。
So he opened up his drawer.
要拿一个印来盖在上面。
Took out a stamp to stamp my passport book.
因为喝酒喝醉了。
Because he's so drunk.
所以眼睛也看不清楚。
And he couldn't really see properly.
所以摸了半天的摸不到一个印。
So he's looking through his drawers. He couldn't find his stamp.
我说先生啊，我可以不可以替你找？
So I said, sir, can I try to find a stamp for you?
他说你来找好了。
He says, okay, why don't you come and try to find it?
以后呢，我就找到一个印了。
So I went through his drawer and found the stamp.
他说你自己盖。
He says, why don't you stamp it yourself?
以后我就盖上去了。
And so I stamped it.
那么他就在上面写。
So he wrote on my passport.
可是这个手是发抖的。
But his hand was shaking.
他写完了以后呢？
So after he finished writing,
我看不出来他在写什么东西。
And I couldn't understand what he wrote.
可是他说那边有个铁印，你自己去盖一盖。
It is over there. There's another stamp. Why don't you go over there and stamp yourself?
以后我就拿我的护照到那铁印去压去盖下来了。
So I went over there and pressed the stamp.
他就把我送到门口。
And he took me to the door.
还给我行个180度的礼。
And he bowed to me.
说祝你旅途愉快。
I hope you have a pleasant journey.
我拿到那个签证就到阿根廷去了。
So I took the passport with the visa and then I went to Argentina.
我通过 immigration 的时候呢
？When I passed through immigration,
他们看不出来。
They couldn't understand it.
这里面到底在写什么
？They didn't understand what was written inside my passport.
问这个也看不懂。
He asked this person didn't understand.
问那个也看不懂。
Asked another person, they couldn't read it.
又问到一个年纪大的。
So I went to an older person.
他说 diplomatic 外交官。
He says this is a diplomatic passport.
因为我想开始，我怎么是外交官呢？
他说 ，How come I suddenly became a diplomat?
那么那个时候呢，段茂兰大使在阿根廷做大使。
And at that time there was a ambassador, Taiwan ambassador.
那么还叫一个职员到那个地方去接我。
So this ambassador asked one of the officials to come and receive.
怎么外交官来外交部没有电报呢
？He says, How come a diplomat from Taiwan just came and we didn't hear about it?
还有我要入关的时候啊。
And as I passed through the immigration,
他们还通知海关，这个人是外交官。
And they even told the immigration officials that this is a diplomat.
他的行李是不能看的。
And so you cannot examine his luggage.
所以我进到阿根廷的时候呢
，So when we went to Argentina,
我是大摇大摆摇进去的。
I'm like a VIP.
所以什么叫做有福
？So what is being blessed?
一个人如果有福呢
？If a person is blessed,
没有事情做不到的。
There's nothing he cannot do.
什么事情都可以办得通的。
And he can do everything.
所以我在阿根廷做了很好的工作。
And so I did accomplish a lot of good work in Argentina.
感谢神的恩典。
Thanks to God.
所以今天做主的工作。
And today when we do God's work.
不是你神学的修为多高。
It's not your knowledge, how much you know.
不是你口才多好。
It's not your eloquence.
就是说你有没有神祝福。
It's whether you have God's blessing.
如果你有神祝福。
And if you're blessed by God.
你要的都有，你做的都通。
And whatever you want, you will get.
And
whatever you do, you will accomplish.
但是你怎么样才能够得到神祝福呢
？But how do we receive God's blessing?
我这里提到两个人。
And I mentioned two people.
一个人是亚伯拉罕。
One's Abraham.
神给他说，论福我赐大福给你。
And God says, I will bless you greatly.
论子孙，叫你子孙多起来。
And I will make your sons like the sand.
好像天上的星，地上的沙。
Like the stars in heaven and the sands on the
floor. 那么亚伯拉罕怎么得到神祝福呢